Lager, The Trinity, A Day in the Life. Is that your problem, Bunky? It's been that kind of day in your life, a day in the life of a fool. Well, we all get those days. Unfortunately, to some of us, they come more often than others. And the question is what you learn from a day of blunders and mistakes and disappointments. I think that's the measure of a fool. If you learn nothing from your mistakes, then you are, of course. But if you can sit down and consider a bad day from beginning to end and figure out exactly where you erred, where you lost control, and then, of course, the same thing won't be repeated, and then you've learned something. Look, today was a bad day, right? Had to be. How could it have been good with the state New York's been in? Just sit down now for just 1 minute and, you know, kind of relax and think about all the things that you did that didn't turn out so good that you could have avoided. Maybe a word that you shouldn't have said, something you shouldn't have done, and which would have made the day better. Hmm? And I bet you come up with quite a long list. Hmm? Do it. Take a pencil and paper. We'll both do it right now. Oh, and wait a minute. Before you sit down to do serious thinking, you need help. You need a nice hot cup of coffee. Look at you. Just a minute of thinking and you've come up with a long list of 27 different ways that you could have improved a day in your life. See? What a little serious thinking does for you. The preceding Think Minute was brought to you by the International Coffee Organization. And remember, when you need to think things over, think them over. Over coffee. Done just like you. That's jealousy and mistaken identity. That's really one of the problems we all have today. To know who we are. Who are you? Do you know who you are and where you're at? It's a big order. And sometimes I think that if we all could have a focal point, a spot to zero in where we know we could touch reality, it would be a lot easier to find out exactly who we are, where we're at, and consequently where we're going. You can't know where you're going until you know who you are, where you're at, right? And so some very bright people have come up with a most unusual idea. Possibly the right idea to put you in touch with reality. And that idea is Cerebrum. What is Cerebrum? It's an electronic studio of participation. And it's at 429 Broome Street. That's easy to reach. It's 3 blocks right above Canal Street and 1 block east of Broadway. What happens at Cerebrum? I'll tell you. You knock on a door. They ask your name. You give it. You're admitted. You're presented with a diaphanous white robe and invited to shed as much or as little of your clothing as you choose to put on that robe. And you're escorted into a long, white room. No chairs, no tables, just carpeted white platforms. Lights, yes. Music, yes. I'll tell you what you don't do. You don't eat, you don't drink, you don't smoke, you don't dance, and you don't see a show. You communicate. You look for reality. What happens in that long white room at Cerebrum depends upon you and the other people that are there. The idea is to touch, to feel, to think, to communicate. Much has been said about it. Time magazine said it's a mind-boggling scene, a downy mattress for the mind. East Village Other says it's one of the most mind-blowing scenes yet contrived by man. Even Vogue says the effect is mesmerizing. Try it. Look for reality at Cerebrum. 2 3-hour sessions nightly, 8 to 11, 11:30 to 2:30 a.m. Reservations are necessary. Call 966-4031. But above all, get to Cerebrum. Allison Steele, The Nightbird, WNEW-FM 102.7 on your dial, Metro Media Stereo in New York. It's the new groove, and we're in it together until 6 o'clock. The Vanilla Fudge and Sly and the Family Stone at the Westbury Music Fair, March 1st, 2 shows, 7 and again at 10:30. The tickets are priced at $4.50, $5.50, and $6.50, and you can make ticket reservations by calling this number, 516, the area code, 333-4435, or you can write to Box 86, Westbury, Long Island. You can also get tickets at the Sam Ash stores at the following locations. In Huntington, 157 Route 110. In Hempstead at 122 Fulton Avenue. In Brooklyn at 1107 Kings Highway. At Modell's in East Meadow. Or at Adam Trent in Flushing. Vanilla Fudge and Sly and the Family Stone. Double dynamite at the Westbury Music Fair. March 1st, 2 shows only. Get your tickets. The number again, 516-333-4435 for information. The Incredible String Band.
Let me go. The fiery soul. sword of willow. Hello, I must be going. Well, I only came to say I hear my mother calling and I must be on my way. I remember it all from before. Winter and midnight could not hold him. Fire could not burn him. Nor earth enfold him. Rise up, Lazarus. Sweet and salt. Gambling and talk to me. The thieves were stealing, but reason condemned him. And the grave was empty where they had laid him. Hello, I must be going. Well, I only came to say I hear my mother calling and I must be on my way. Remember it all from before. Why heroes die at sunrise, why the birds are arrows of the wise, why each perfumed flower, why each moment has its hour. It's you.
Job's Tears, the Incredible String Band. This is Dragonfly. Miles Away. Miles Away, Dragonfly. Allison Steele, the Nightbird. WNEW-FM in the new groove, and we fly many miles. Air miles, that is, until 6 a.m.
Jacques Demy, who is this 37-year-old French director who has already earned a substantial niche in the European cinema? His films are marked by the sensitive performances of actresses like Jean Moreau and Catherine Deneuve. His style is as individual and romantic as his Umbrellas of Cherbourg, winner of the grand prize at the Cannes Film Festival. Now in Model Shop, Demy's first motion picture in America, he explores the plastic poetry of Los Angeles. Paris is the past, L.A. the future, says Demy. And Model Shop? This is a motion picture about the present, the immediate present. Model Shop stars Anouk Aimée from A Man and a Woman and Gary Lockwood from 2001. From Jacques Demy comes a unique motion picture, Model Shop. Model Shop from Columbia Pictures in color. Rated M, suggested for mature audiences.
Model Shop, it's now playing at Lowe's Orpheum and Cinema Rendezvous Theaters. 8:30 until 1 a.m. Let's see, you can get to St. Francis very easily. It's in Brooklyn. You take the IRT to the Borough Hall station, or the BMT to the Court Street station, or the Independent, the A or the E train, to the J Street station. That sounds like a nice way to celebrate Love Day. The Floating Bridge. Hey, Jude.
find the truth, I find it only emptiness.
The good rats, and the truth is gone. This is Donovan.
Thank you.
up to 2 o'clock here at WNEW-FM, 102.7 on your dial, Metro Media Stereo in New York. Allison Steele, the Nightbird. We'll pause now for 5 minutes of late news and weather, and then I'll be back to continue our journey to dawn.
Four degrees and clear at 2 o'clock. This is WNEW News up to the minute. Dave Marish reporting. $700,000. That's what Mayor Lindsay says it's costing New York City for overtime work in this snow crisis. The mayor says some 2,000 sanitation men are on the job through the night trying to clear the city streets. Lindsay gave this view of the situation late last night.
Well, the snow emergency remains on, and we ask all people to cooperate, each in his own way. Fire always remains a hazard during these circumstances. The fire commissioner, Robert Lowry, has kept an additional 800 men on duty tonight as an extra precautionary measure. The superintendent of schools and the Board of Education have announced over the radio that the schools will be open tomorrow for all those children who can walk to school. No buses will be in operation, says the superintendent.
There will also be no hot lunches provided, and there is an exception. Elementary schools on Staten Island will not be open today. Junior and senior high schools on Staten Island will open at 10, but elsewhere across the city, public schools are open. Catholic grade schools in New York will be open. The high schools in the parochial school system will not be open. All units of the city university are shut. NYU is open with the exception of its University Heights campus in the Bronx. The Department of Highways reports that progress is being made through the night, clearing major streets and parkways through the city. Side streets are still going to have to wait, and they are mostly all but impassable. The airport scene. Kennedy hopes to resume operations around 8 in the morning. A special meeting will take place to make sure that the runways are ready, but they're very optimistic at Kennedy about that 8 a.m. resumption time. LaGuardia is anything but optimistic. They're saying 6 p.m. at the earliest before anything moves out of that airport. At Newark, one runway is already open for incoming and outgoing flights. There are no delays on arrivals, but considerable backups leaving. But there are flights now leaving Newark Airport. Call your airline if you're trying to get out of town. Police report the Holland and Lincoln tunnels are clear. They're moving freely, but there is a major problem with the George Washington Bridge. Stalled cars on the Cross Bronx Expressway have traffic backed up onto the bridge. Police are turning trucks away from the bridge, and they suggest that cars entering the city use the Lincoln Tunnel. They hope to have the snarl corrected by the morning rush hour. Subways running below ground are running well. Those that run outside, especially those that run through open trenches, are not running well at all, and we suggest that you stick to the underground subways for the time being. In other news, a young parolee from Minnesota held a 16-year-old girl hostage in a shopping center cafeteria for 10 hours yesterday before being shot to death by police in Mesquite outside Dallas, Texas. Ralph Mullins was killed when the girl, Jeannie Lewis, was able to spring away from him. Police shot him before he could use his gun. Communist forces have hit a provincial capital in the central highlands of South Vietnam. Allied headquarters say the recent increase in enemy activity across the country is a prelude to another series of urban attacks, timed to coincide with the Tet Lunar New Year next Monday. 118 passengers and crew members of an Eastern Airlines jet are back in the United States. They were allowed to leave Jose Marti Airport by Cuban authorities. U.S. aviation spokesmen say the release of the plane and passengers together may be a sign of a thaw in the Cuban approach to hijacking. An off-duty New York patrolman heading for the subway after a 12-hour snow emergency, shot and critically wounded one of four would-be muggers who attacked him on Manhattan's West 121st Street. Patrolman Edward Ingenito says he was attacked by the quartet with a knife. The wounded man is identified as Leon Sanders of the Bronx. In college basketball, these scores: Duke 93, Maryland 83, Eastern Kentucky 85, Western Kentucky 77, Florida 75, Vanderbilt 73, Tennessee 61, Mississippi 45, Kentucky 91, Mississippi State 69, Georgia 87, Alabama 78. Georgetown 77, Xavier 63, Citadel 79, VMI 77, Kansas 45, Oklahoma State 41, South Carolina 106, Clemson 79, Georgia Tech 88, Air Force 67. In the ABA, Miami beat Los Angeles 126-112. The weather for the WNEW area: overnight clear and cold, low around 20 in the city and the teens in the suburbs. During the day, cloudy, somewhat milder, and a high near 40. The outlook for Wednesday, sunny with seasonable temperatures. Humidity is 55, winds northwest at 11. It's 24 degrees, and repeating the top story, Mayor Lindsay says overtime work in the snow emergency costs the city $700,000. This is Dave Marish, and that's WNEW News up to the minute.
It was William Shakespeare that wrote, "For it so falls out that what we have we prize not to the worth whilst we enjoy it. But being lacked and lost, why, then we rack the value. Then we find the virtue that possession would not show us whilst it was ours." And therein lies a lesson. Clasp every joyous, precious moment to you while you are in the midst of it. Because in a fleeting glance, in a moment, it will be gone. Come, fly with me, Allison Steele, the night bird, at WNEW-FM, until dawn. from Richard P. Havens, 1983, and Where Your Love Like Heaven, Donovan's tune. As long as we heard Richie Havens, this comes to my mind, and I'd like to mention it. Valentine's Day, as I'm sure every lady knows, is on Friday, the 14th of February, a very special day. I used to think only to women, but I feel now that there are many men who count it as one of the bright spots of the year to exchange thoughts of love and tokens. And you say, what has this to do with Richie Havens? And I will tell you. WNEW-FM, the love child of radio stations, wants to say I love you to 10 ladies. And what better way than to have Richie Havens say it for us? And so we have 10 sets of Richie Havens albums. That's 5 different albums, all Richie has made to date for 10 ladies. Would you like a set? Or do you, kind sir, have a beautiful lady to whom you would like to say I love you? And to give a gift, a Valentine's Day gift of Havens albums. All you have to do is send me a postcard. It must be a postcard with the lady's name and address, or if it is for you, my dear, your own name and address, and send it to me, Allison Steele, Love Child, WNEW-FM, New York 10017. Send as many postcards as you like. There's a deadline, though, and that will occur at midnight on Thursday, and the winners will be announced on Friday, St. Valentine's Day. A postcard, the name and address of the lady. Sent to me, Allison, A-L-I-S-O-N, Steele with an E on the end, Love Child, WNEW-FM, New York 10017.